My text is Matthew chapter 10 and the other readings appointed for this evening, and my intention is to preach a homily about the mission that we have in the power of Christ to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. If you're a weekly churchgoer, you will notice that the gospel readings in Matthew chapter 10 assigned for tonight, this morning, and also for next Sunday, our continuation of the reading from last Sunday, the sending out instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples. Remember that they were first given particular authority for their mission, and then given specific instructions about where to go and to whom they should minister and preach. This commissioning quickly turned into an acknowledgement that their ministry and their preaching might not always be accepted and received with gladness and open minds. And this might have surprised us as we listened, since the one sermon topic assigned by Christ wasn't bad news, but good news. And this was it. The kingdom of heaven has come near. The kingdom of heaven has come near. And the ministries they were told to share included not harmful things, but wonderful things, like curing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, casting out demons. Yet still they were being sent out, the next few verses tell us, like sheep into the midst of wolves. They were encouraged to be wise as serpents while being innocent as doves. So today's continuation of Jesus' rather lengthy sending out instructions will be of some interest to us historically, academically. But more, I hope tonight you'll recognize that this business is quite important and timely for us to heed. Because every member of the church in every generation is, like these first disciples, sent out to tell the good news by word and deed. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Michael, in a way, you among us are not being sent out, but being sent in to Fort Lauderdale, to All Saints Church. And we welcome you, and we urge you to hear with us Jesus' own instructions for mission. They're unchanging. And his warnings, and his consolations, and his assurances, because the kingdom of heaven has indeed come near. Today's set of marching orders do come with a warning. Beware, watch out, stay awake. But could the exercising of our faith, the carrying out of our religion, the preaching of the gospel actually be harmful in some way to our health? We'll continue to see in next Sunday's readings that yes, the decision to be followers of Christ ultimately comes down to a complete spiritual surrender and an embracing of Christ as our life. It's even in our baptismal covenant, so it should come as no surprise. When such a surrender, and I don't mean a lying down to be walked all over by others, I mean a laying down of wills and a bringing down of our own walls. When a surrender like this is made in faith, our reward is assured in this life and in the life to come by none other than Christ himself. Maybe it doesn't sound like very good news so far. Follow Christ, brace for a lifetime of persecution. Great. You're right, it doesn't sound like very good news if you hear it that way. But that's not, in fact, the message of the gospel reading. The good news today is given in two parts. One, do not fear, and that's good news. And two, Christ gladly acknowledges us before our God in heaven. Come back with me, movie fans, about 20 years ago, the film Batman Begins. Some of you will remember. The dramatic swarm of bats encircling Bruce Wayne and that terrifying but then very powerful display of faith and courage. The message was, don't be afraid. Fear not. Why? Because fear paralyzes us. It distracts us from our mission. There are plenty of hard things in life that you can live and spend time living to avoid, which you can live in perpetual dread of. Believe me, I'm a bit of an expert in that. But we can choose to live for something higher. Even Batman knew this. justice. Get to that higher place where we face our fear and we move on through in faith. That's the theology. Don't be afraid. Jesus purposefully chooses ordinary people. This parish is made up by a few hundred or so ordinary people. I know some of you. You're ordinary, and you're wonderful. Many of you turn up on Sunday mornings and services like this and other ministry events and opportunities. You'll see a theme here. Do not be afraid. Jesus gives us his own authority over unclean spirits, over diseases, sicknesses. He gives us a message of good news, and he sends us out not heavy laden, but with the barest essentials. No pocket change, no luggage, one coat, no fancy shoes, no walking stick. And we've been told to look for those who are worthy and to shake the dust off our feet when we're not welcomed in other places. And we're warned of betrayal and even floggings before civil and religious authorities, even family members. Jesus says, watch out. And then he says this, you'll be hated because of my name, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. So have no fear of them. Do not fear. The very hairs of your head are known to our Heavenly Father. Michael, this is a wonderful parish community. It's a great city. It's a faithful diocese. And all of us are here with you, with your family, and we're here for you. Do not be afraid. The other part of today's good news has to do with our boldly acknowledging God before others in the world. Maybe you're like me. Sometimes you say to yourself, good grief, who would pick a commission like this? Sure, he promises me some of his own authority, some equipping with spiritual gifts, even a word from the Lord himself in a day of trial. But I'm going to be virtually assured of hardship just for following God? We just heard read Hagar's lament. Lord, all I did was give Abraham and Sarah a son, when she could not conceive one of her own, and now I'm expelled and abandoned for that gift. Now she whispers and plots against me. Oh God, I'm weary from holding my fear with my son watching so closely. How will we survive this? And Lord, now the water is gone. We can hear Hagar tonight. But listen carefully to God's reassurance, the resolution to Hagar's lament. God says, I will make a great nation of him because he too is the offspring of Abraham. Do not be afraid. God has heard your cries. Lift up your son, hold him fast. This brings us full circle with the good news in front of us. This is Christ's ministry. It's not our own. It's a ministry that we're commissioned to take up into a world that is lost, but has already been found, lost, but has already been rescued, lost, has already been redeemed by the Son of God. It's Christ who is persecuted sometimes in this world. It's Christ's message that is sometimes rejected from place to place. We're the feet and the hands and the voices. So, Michael, remember, this is Christ's ministry. It's with his authority that we're sent out. It's with God's gifts that you and I and all of us are equipped for this mission. So have no fear. It is we, ordinary people, whom he calls to follow him, to acknowledge him before others. And in so doing, Christ acknowledges us before our Father in heaven, night and day. We are of immensely great value to our God. Our God loves us. His own Son goes before us in this sacred mission that leads to never-ending life in God. Do not be afraid. be of good courage, walk in faith, and always walk in love. Please pray with me. Almighty God, the giver of all good gifts, in your divine providence, you've appointed various orders in your church. Give your grace to Michael on this sacred night, and to all who are called to any office and ministry, and so fill us with the truth of your doctrine, and clothe us with holiness of life, that we may faithfully serve before you. To the glory of your great name and for the benefit of your holy church, we pray through Jesus Christ, our Savior.